What's so great about?
And welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that likes to grab their opposition by the throat and choke the life out of them.
Oh, why?
My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, Andy, you may have picked up on a little, I want to say ditty, but we'll go again. Ditty. that I, you know, left out there.
What was that all about, T?
Well, it's the fact that we're going to be covering the Netflix documentary series Mr. McMahon today on the podcast.
I got a lot to talk about.
Before we get into it, let's check in.
Let's check in with
How
each
you
other.
How you doing?
Huh? This is more important. Folks, this is just as important for us as it is for you.
You have no idea.
This podcast, we could, I mean, the podcast would give me the same, dare I say, gratification if it went out to nobody and we just did this. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. It's great that you guys enjoy it. I mean, that is genuinely great. But, I mean, it's more therapeutic for
it
me.
It could be something that we could just record and then when we die, release to our family.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we talked about.
We would have an amazing backlog of, like, you know, that's my dad, you know, like, talking about.
That's what he thought about me? Oh, my God. Every week he said how much I stressed he was but from lack of sleep.
But it's amazing how little, like, it's actually quite rare that two friends get together and chat
every week
for an hour every week.
And therapy.
The podcast is great for, like, well, we have a podcast. We got to
do it.
Gotta
go see Andy.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, you and your boyfriend. I'm like, well, yeah, it's different, all right?
I was saying to Kerry yesterday, because you were asking for me a lot more, I'm like, I hit her with a double whammy. I was like, just remember I'm podcasting tomorrow. Now, Terry is also he said if he can't, it's fine.
Yeah.
And he said he's getting one soon. Yeah. But if we can give him another lawnmower, he's like, fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Strip it for parts.
Yeah. I made sure. Now, this is one thing I learned in my old age, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Timing.
I'm so bad at it because I get so excited and I'm like, I just got to get this thing out.
I got to get it off me.
Yeah.
And now it's on you.
Yeah.
Whereas I learned, okay, I've been on a mad health kick lately and I've been cooking.
How's it going?
Mad healthy. Great. I'll tell you about it now. But I cooked her a lovely.
Can't wait.
I'll be really quick. I cooked her a lovely steak. There's.
Where'd you get the steak?
Aldi.
Okay, yeah. A little bit fatty for my liking.
It is a little bit. A little bit of gristle on it.
Yeah. Did you get a rib?
No, we're sirloin. In our house.
Sirloin.
I don't know the difference, you know?
No, next time you go and it's
ribeye
or fillet. Fillet's the, you know,
fillet's
king
steak.
Of the jungle.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Okay. Fillet's the, like, the, you know, the
king of the jungle.
Yeah, I just said it. Anyway,
I cooked her a nice healthy meal, and then it was after she finished it. I was like, right, now I'm in the good book. Because she's like, oh, look at this. Because normally when it's my turn to cook, it's like burger and chips or chicken wraps and chips. What do you want? You know? So I'm actually cooking healthy stuff. Anyway, so but in my younger years, if I had to get something, like if there's like, oh, there's a weekend away or there's, you know, even a games night or something, I'm like, as soon as I hear about it, I'm like, listen, I want to go to the, it might be just the wrong vibe. And do you know what? Actually, I should have learned because I remember very specifically when I was 6 years old saying to my mum, I remember in Charlemont, I went down a drain in Charlemont, right? You know, one of those drains that you can lift up and just get in because I wanted to be like the Ninja Turtles. And I got down, it was only up to my waist or something. And it's like,
in sewage
got
water?
Back out. It was one of those, like, along the path, you know, like, just, it's a little,
it was water.
I could barely fit in it. Yeah, I think there was, like, a little bit of squelching, but it wasn't, like, it was just, you know, surface water. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. And then I remember specifically, my mom was always happy when she picks me up from school, because I was like, hey, how are you? So as soon as she picked me up the next day, I was like, I got in the drain. she's like, did you? And I was like, yeah. And she was all, like, didn't care. I was like, fucking got this motherfucker now. And
I know, like, myself, I'm like, yes, you should time when you have to say, oh, this is happening or whatever. But I just can't help myself at times where I'm like, I just have to get it out. Go. And it's like,
it's tearing me up inside.
And then it'll be poorly received, say.
Yeah, it's never well
received.
Because
it's like, just post bedtime or something, and I'm like, oh,
also I got this real thing.
Like, I'm tired. Like, couldn't that have waited till like another hour or like the morning? I'm like, probably could have. Now that you mention it,
it's like shit.
That's what I have to get better at. And I know it's just a self sabotage thing.
You know, I've just learned very simply: just do a few nice things one after another, and then hit them when their defenses are down.
You're sounding pretty nefarious here.
What's that mean?
Like, you're calculating.
You have to be calculated. You think they're not calculating? It's like that Eddie Murphy thing. It's like, he don't even know that. No, but I'm going to get his ass with that next week.
I don't like the direction this podcast is going in, Andy. I'm going to tell you right now.
Why, what direction? Where are we talking in?
We're slightly drifting to the right. I'm,
women, am I right? Anyway, long story short. Very, very long story. Very short. Well, it's not a very long story. I'm not a mad health kick.
Yeah.
Someone in work, like I said, has just given me the nutrition plan. I got the stuff. I've been drinking water like a mad thing.
Much water per day?
Great question. Now, I fill this bad boy up. This is about 900 mils. I fill it up about 2 to 3 times a day. Whereas previously, I was only drinking coffee and Monster.
Like mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's,
mental.
That's what kind of turns me off. When I go on a big water kick, I'm like, I'm up every fucking two minutes. Like,
it is. But I have to
clear.
Say.
It's clear piss, though.
I don't know. I don't actually look, because I sit down, as you know, famously. So
I don't know.
I don't know.
How do I keep forgetting that?
I don't know what it looks like. I've been sitting for 25 years. More, actually.
You don't ever use the urinal.
If we're in public and there's a urinal, I'll use the urinal. But in anyone's house or like, I'm not pissing into the bowl.
No?
No, you don't know where it's going to go. Like, and even if you do get it dead on, you got a little spray going
David
everywhere.
Over here.
It's and also you're just sitting. Why stand when you can sit? You know what I mean? Because there's no benefit from standing.
There's sure time. Time is benefit.
Time.
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, rigmarole. Gotta take my pants off. Gotta
half a second.
Yeah. Sit down. Pee.
It takes just as much time to take your trousers down than it does to
incorrect,
whip
sorry.
It out. A fraction of a second.
Whip it out.
I'm sorry. Now I don't like the direction of the boat. anyway, it's gone. But I've been.
What's the food sitch like?
I had fucking falafel and hummus today. Never had either in my life.
Falafel's nice.
Yeah, it was
nice. Did you make it or did you buy it?
I bought the falafel. Yeah, I put it in pitas or whatever. But like for dinners, I'm making chicken tray bake, chopping up. I think I chopped up a raw chicken fillet for the first time in my life on Monday. genuinely,
I ran
chicken in, that wasn't breaded.
I ran into an old friend of mine in town the other day.
Name him.
Her.
Oh. Excuse my ignorance.
Yeah. You remember Sarah from Marino? Well, she actually has a master's in food and nutrition.
Oh.
And I was telling her about your thing, and she's like, there's no colour. Why is there no colour in his diet? Like, as in, on the plate.
Oh, of the thing. you told her what my eating habits are.
Because I was telling her about the podcast, and then we were talking about, you know, how she's like, oh, I have a master's in this. And I was like, oh, you know, you remember Cantwell? Well, he's a fat pig. He's doing this thing. And this is why she's like, oh, like Mo being like, oh, Homer. You know,
two years yucking it up at my expense.
Well, I'll see. Yeah.
Can you believe it? What an idiot. Anyway, good to see you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have to admit that I feel better and I feel a lot more energetic. Like, I don't feel groggy. I haven't had my Monster, which I know was a daily occurrence. I haven't had it in like nearly a week. And like,
wow, how many coffees though still?
I have two coffees now. I don't have three. I have two coffees and then the rest is just water. Sometimes just one even.
That's good.
So next week I'm trying to cut out a little bit of the sugar.
I'm down to two soft drinks a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both in the morning?
No, one and probably like one in the afternoon to, you know, get over the slump.
Give you that kick.
Yeah. I'm still doing my morning pint of water first thing in the morning.
That's good.
And then it kind of prolongs. And
you're
ahead
of schedule.
Yeah, and then I don't have the urge to have that 7:30 can. It's like 11 o'clock.
It is mad the difference just drinking loads of water has on like not wanting to just have little bits here and there. Like anyway, I sound like an arsehole even talking
about it. You are an arsehole.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But it's just, you know,
hey, can I tell you that I'm kind of back on my bullshit?
What category of your bullshit are you back on?
Comic book watching stuff, you know,
wasn't ready for that.
I'm kind of saying like I lost a lot of fervor in how much I enjoyed, you know, Marvel stuff and that. Like,
yeah. Do you think it's the Marvel MCU that turned you off it?
I think that. And just overloaded. It was just, you know.
Too much.
And they've kind of scaled it back. I mean.
So what are you into?
Well, I'm watching that Penguin show.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Not really, I'm going
to
say.
I want to say it's trying to be like The Sopranos.
It is trying to be like The Sopranos, but it's like.
But it's about a penguin man.
But it's about Colin Farrell as, you know.
Is that Colin Farrell as the penguin?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. He's
I actually remember that now. That
he's really good in The Batman, the movie The Batman. He's the penguin in that.
Because I saw a trailer. I was like, I would never have thought that's Colin Farrell.
He's good in that. It's too much of him in this, I think. Because he's used quite sparingly in that. And you're like, oh, he's kind of popping. He's pretty good.
And in what way is it too much of him?
Hey, America's a hustle kid, you know. You know,
bit just, of a caricature. Like,
I'm like, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, I guess. But it's just, it's too much. And everybody,
it's not subtle.
No, and everybody in it, that's the gangsters. I know they're supposed to, it's comic book stuff.
Yeah.
But they're going for gritty. And it's not, you're not getting, like, you
tonally
know in The Sopranos,
all over
you know
place.
In The Sopranos when, like, some body would show up and it's like, hey, here's Pat Parisi, or, you know, you're like, oh, like, I believe that this guy
is a Pat Parisi.
Well, he's like a fourth tier mobster in the New Jersey, you know, syndicate or whatever. All these guys come in, I'm like, oh, they're just playing dress up. Like, you know, it is just kind of like, nobody's believable as a gangster in it.
And yeah.
It's just kind of silly. Like, some of the, like, Mr. Krabs is like one of the
excuse me,
Mr. Krabs.
What? Oh, the voice.
The voice, not actually Eugene Krabs.
We're gonna get the penguin and a crab together again. Okay.
But like, he plays like one of the crime bosses. I'm like, oh, cool, I like him. But like, he's about the only one.
Hmm.
And like, some of the decisions they make in it are kind of stupid. In that, like, the penguin, like, Oz has this like plan. To like, the whole inciting incident is like, he kills the heir to the new mob,
right?
Like, and then he has to like try and cover his tracks, but also try and like use it to his advantage and stuff like that,
right?
And he does this thing where it's like, he takes the heat off him and puts it on the rival crime gang, and then the next scene or episode, he like goes to the prison where there's like 10 people around and like starts talking about it. I'm like, so now you like. 10 people here know that you've done this thing. So, like, you're not.
Surely that's bad guy 101. Yeah. Don't do
like,
that.
And the prison guards and whatever else. I was just like,
just keep talking there for
I
a second.
I was like, I don't know. It's just kind of stupid. And I think because I liked the Batman movie so much, I was expecting more. The reviews have been pretty good. I'm just not vibing with it at all. It's a tough one.
Do you feel like it's one of those shows that like all the pieces are there? If it was in better hands, they could have done it better.
Because the guy Matt Reeves who did the Batman is involved in it. I don't know. It's not working.
Didn't
for
work
me.
For you.
What is what is working for me though is another comic book bullshit thing.
Yeah.
Agatha All Along.
Oh yeah.
On Disney Plus.
I am a Disney Plus man now. So.
Watched it kind of just to listen to some podcasts review about it. Like, so I have this toxic trait, Andy, that I will watch something so I can listen to a podcast about it.
Is this why you've styled this podcast into a similar that
no.
Until fairly recently, and that like I hope that the viewer, the listener, will watch this back and then listen to our podcast.
No, it's fun to be part of it, part of a community.
It is
like
fun
that
to be part of it. Yeah.
I think it's an effective way, but like. More the shows that are like a weekly shows, like weekly podcasts or like twice weekly podcasts that, you know, I was like, oh, they're covering, you know, Agatha All Along. And I wasn't rushing out to watch it.
No.
But then
is
I was
for
like,
kids, like,
no.
Oh.
Not at all.
No.
I would say teens, maybe.
I hear it's a bit like tongue in cheek or not tongue in cheek.
It's kind of, you know, it's people that do WandaVision.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a bit. Like,
yeah. And. Like at the start, it's like there's like a mayor of East Town,
Right, don't know what that reference means.
Remember that show? You watched it with Kate Winslet as the detective?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy, yeah.
I was about to say, never seen it. Yeah. Never heard of it.
Because I remember you actually liked it.
I did like it, yeah. Yeah, that was good, actually.
But they do like a spoof of that for like the first 25 minutes of the episode. And I was like, I don't know if I'm really vibing on that. And I was like, maybe I won't watch. And then when it kind of snaps out of that and becomes its own thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I like the wavelength that they're playing on.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that they're... Here's the problem with the Penguin. It's like they're trying to bridge the gap between the next Batman movie, how the Penguin's going to be in power or whatever. Yeah. With this one, it's like, I think Marvel have realized we're not really interested in doing that anymore. There's not going to be a movie about Agatha.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. So it's kind of like...
Everything has to be for the big ultimate end.
No, it's like they can just have this self-contained story and maybe they'll do a second season or whatever. But like...
Just get back to doing that more.
You really should. Go back to making television as opposed to like...
Forget trying to make a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle out of a million shows.
Wait a minute.
Series.
I'm missing a piece. Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight over here.
If I put that there, then there's nothing to connect here. Like, forget it. Yeah, just hire some CGI bullshit.
I'm enjoying it, I have to say. Okay. Your girl, Deborah Jo Rupp, isn't it?
Hey.
Yeah, she's back.
How old is she now?
She's 73. I looked it up.
Wow.
She's 73. She looks great.
Does she still do the voice?
Of Kitty?
That's not her.
She does the voice for a 90s show, I guess, on Netflix. Your favorite sitcom. You've watched every episode, right?
I have. I think I might have watched...
I watched
out of morbid fascination.
One.
30 seconds for a minute. And
I watched
like,
the first episode.
No, it's exactly what I knew it was going to be. You know,
it's bad.
I mean, they would
it's
have.
Not made for us, though. It's not made for
who
us.
Who is it made for, though?
Like, you know, the people that when we were 16 to 18 watching that 70s show, it's the next gen, and we're like, hey,
people who were 16 to 18 at the time watching that 70s show,
yeah.
Well, we were kind of close to that age.
That's what I mean. So it's made for...
For us?
No, but the new us. You know, that generation now. The Gen Z.
Okay.
That 70s show, when we were watching it, we were, you know, 16 to 18.
Yeah.
So it's made for like 16 to 18 year olds now, I think.
Right.
Fact that it's that 90s show is trying to like drag us in.
I tell you.
Do you remember that 80s show?
Not really.
It
was
not good.
Well, because they should have learned from that. Like, it seems like they made this even worse.
Well, because that 70s show is probably a big hit on the streamer. People watching the reruns are like, hey, why don't we just loop this in?
Can't show that anymore because everyone's Scientologists or a bloody alleged rapist. But
didn't he get convicted?
Yeah, I think he did. He's in prison.
So he's not alleged anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Convicted.
Okay, I'm just playing it safe. You know.
Kutcher. Something's going to come out about him. Like
Danny Masterson?
No, Kutcher. You know, Danny Masterson's gone.
Yeah, he's
gone.
Yeah, but like something
is going to come out about Kutcher where it's like...
Oh, no. he's going to be at the Diddy parties. There's going to
be...
Because apparently we're all going to be shocked about the celebs who've been...
Won't be shocked about it. The only one I would be shocked about would be like Tom Hanks or something like that.
Yeah, didn't I hear...
Don't say it.
Didn't I hear murmurings of Tom Hanks with Epstein's Island?
Oh.
Murmurings. I mean, it could. Even bringing it out is
when
probably
do you think
ill advised.
Diddy will, quote unquote, kill himself.
Oh wow! is this Murder Watch again?
Yeah. with Terry? He's not.
I don't know if he will. He'll just weasel his way. Well, he's not going to weasel his way out of it,
like Epstein did. He did not kill himself, Andy.
No, but
you're a conspiracy guy.
Yeah, I am, but. You know, I used to be such a massive conspiracy guy.
I remember.
I don't think... Do you know what? It's just, like, I don't believe anything anymore. Do you know? Like, I don't...
How interesting.
I don't believe, like, you're saying this happened. No, it didn't. You know? Like, I think what really did it for me was when they got Osama bin Laden.
And they dropped his body in the water.
And it's like, oh yeah, we got him. It's like, great, where is he? Oh, we dropped his body out of a helicopter over the ocean. Sorry? Like, yeah, that's what it's tradition, what they do. Right, but you honored that tradition. And it's like, okay.
Where do you think he is then?
I mean, they probably fucking...
He's being tortured?
He probably is dead, but I don't think it was a simple, like, oh, we found him. Yep. Great.
You don't believe John Cena? When he said
has been compromised
to a permanent end.
Oh, brilliant.
Wrestling, huh?
Yeah.
Smart.
You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Please. You watched all of the Vince McMahon doc?
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you
thought. I had a lot of problems with this documentary. It's not made for me. I will say that at the top.
Okay.
It's not made for me.
How do you mean?
Because I know all this stuff already.
Yeah.
And I feel like they gave him a pretty free ride of it. Like, they were until like the last
episode.
Yeah, and maybe the end of the fifth episode.
Mm.
He got off fairly lightly.
Yeah.
And the people interviewed for it are the biggest like carnies and the biggest fucking leeches out there. That like the only one that was like, I'd say there was three people on it that I was like, yeah, he's finally talking some sense. With like Bret Hart.
Oh.
Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, Meltzer.
And Tony Atlas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bret Hart, even, I kind of lost a bit of respect from when he kind of, it seems like the almighty dollar has got to him.
Bret Hart just seemed like it was, you know, the part, like sometimes he really did make a lot of sense, but when he was talking about, he wonders whether they
killed
Owen
yeah.
to get back at him for going to the WC. I'm like,
and then he's like, I
the
saw.
Ego on you.
That's true. And like, know? He's like, and then I saw it was an accident and. I really forgave Vince. I was like, oh, come on, not you too.
Do you know who was noticeable by their absence, I thought? Mick Foley and JR.
I think JR, because he's AEW, he couldn't like be
because he's currently AEW.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Mick Foley, he's ruining, like, Never Meet Your Heroes. I don't know if you heard him.
Oh, no.
Like, they're all, like, there's so many of them that are like, kind of, condoning what he's accused of, what Vince McMahon is accused of. We talked about
is
on the
Mick
podcast
Foley
before.
One of them.
Yeah, Mick Foley, like recently, was
what, like saying like he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's like a dad to me and all this. Like, for those of you who haven't watched the podcast or the documentary series or not,
watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for a non, like, I listened to Bill Simmons talk about this because he's like an executive producer on it. It's a Ringer Films.
Is Bill Simmons your man?
Who?
Schillinger.
No, that's, you asked me this before. J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
Bill Simmons is a podcast mogul. Like,
Rewatchables,
Bill Simmons podcast, Big Picture, The Ringer Network. It's like
okay.
the biggest podcast network in the world or one of them. I listened to him talk about it on his show and he's like, they made a documentary about Andre the Giant a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's what kind of got Vince really liked it. He wanted to sit down and talk about it on this, you know, and before, like, he was like, I'm going to tell you everything, you know?
Yeah.
And
I thought, yeah.
They basically said there'd be times where it'd be like 11 o'clock, he would just show up, he'd go, and he'd get into that same suit every time. So that, like,
so it was like the one long interview.
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like, but it's like the same thing every time. But he said, it's made for people who don't
know the story at all.
And it's just because they get as many eyes on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like surface. And that pissed me off a little bit because I'm like, to hear Triple H, the family episode, this pissed me off. Triple H talking about how he and Stephanie met.
Yeah.
And there was like not a mention of China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How like he was cheating on her. Like he was with China when he got with Stephanie. How basically she had a nervous breakdown and then kind of
got fired. And
yeah, all this
all
stuff.
This
like,
stuff yeah.
He got rid of her essentially. Yeah. Like, nothing of that. And I'm like, oh.
I mean, there's
these dirtbags are, the, you know, like.
They're only giving you like 5% of what really went on. Yeah. But like, do you know what my problem with it was? And it's like, I thought Bruce Pitcher was a bit of a blowhard on it. However, there was one thing that I did agree with and I couldn't put my finger on it because he was kind of saying. Remember when he came back after the
I thought that was bullshit. It's a hit piece.
He's like,
it wasn't at all.
I thought it was a gotcha piece.
Yeah.
And do you know what? But you know what I thought though? Because there was something I've been trying to figure it out all week. What isn't sitting well about this documentary with me? Because it was like they would give you the wrestling stuff, which I was very interested in, the backstory and how it all started, and then a little bit of a sex thing. But we're not going to tell you that now. And then back to the wrestling. Da, da, da. And a little bit of a sex thing. Is he a deviant? Okay, back to the wrestling. And then it was kind of like, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we know he's a monster. So, and then even when they did get to the sex stuff, like, they left out so much stuff. So it was like, I would have liked to have had 5 episodes of the wrestling and then one episode delving real into Vince.
I would have liked to see them push back a lot more.
Tonally, it was a bit, that too. Like,
I felt like it was like he gives you the answer, and he's like, "Well, you know, if that's what I said or whatever,"
yeah,
it's like,
then I believe it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, he's like, "I think I was gonna be the father. I can't be sure."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, no, we've talked to them, and on, you know, there's a Mr. McMahon documentary that your company produced. Yeah. You were like, yeah, I was gonna be it.
But you know what it was? Do you know what it was as well? I feel like everyone who was interviewed was kind of hoodwinked. Do you know what I mean? That's how it felt, because it was like nobody would have expected it to be marketed the way it's been marketed since it's come out. They would have thought it's just about the history of wrestling and Vince's
career. No, that's not what it was. It was the Mr. McMahon warts and all story. That's what it was always supposed to be.
So they were always going to bring up the sex stuff?
Well,
I know, since the allegations came out, I mean, then they have to talk about it. Like, I get that.
But the thing about Trish Stratus and all that stuff, going to talk about that, 100%.
Yeah. And even midway through, he's like, I have a weird side, sexual side.
I don't know where the Vince and Mr. McMahon characters.
Do you know what? There was just something about it that I feel like everyone talking, I'm like, gotcha. Like, you're talking earnestly, but we're here for the scandal. So, you're talking earnestly, but we're here for the scandal. You know,
but it's a horrible place. Like, it is, you know. These people are terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
And Vince is a monster. And the amount
but
of
all
times,
the people like Shawn Michaels is a monster. Triple H, yeah, they're scumbags. Like, they are. Yeah. Like, they are scumbags. Like, well, I'm not saying everybody
and
works for WWE.
Still scumbags, though? Do you think? Or they just wear scumbags in the 90s?
I think they're...
Like everyone.
I think they're arseholes. And I think they don't play fair.
Right.
They don't play fair with a lot of stuff. Like...
Because I wanted to ask you about this.
And then they'll say it's just competition. Like, this is the thing. It's like, it's just competition or whatever like that. Like, Triple H, like, well, like, was it Martha Hart? Who's Bret Hart's wife.
Yeah.
And she's like saying it to him, to Triple H, about like the Montreal screw job. Yeah, yeah. She's like, you know, he's like, I got nothing to do with it or whatever. And it's like, he was the one.
Yeah.
And the way he describes like, well, he's not going to do it. Just take it off him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the whole thing like, with Bret, was like, Bret was like, I'll drop it the next night on Raw.
Yeah.
I couldn't take that chance. Because he you know.
Was that always the case that Bret was going to drop it on Raw?
He was going to do it. Like, and he wouldn't.
Wasn't he going to WCW the next day?
He was going to WCW. Like, not the next night.
I thought it was the next night.
No, but he said he would come up and do the job the next night on Raw.
Right.
Because he had no start date or anything like that.
But they can't they just say, okay, Grand, we're going to hang on to the belt.
I mean, it's such a fucking weird industry.
It's weird, like... Why do you get to leave with it? Like, this is the company's property. It's the show. Like,
yeah, but
actors get to take their like ragged clothes?
Weirdly, when he signed that deal, that big money deal, because Hogan had creative control in WCW. Like, think of the people who they got for this: Triple H, Hogan, Michaels, Cena. Like,
Cena? Something wrong with Cena?
He's just like a Vince McMahon butt boy, like, you know. You know, and I'd say it to his face.
Would you?
I would be compromised to a permanent end if I did. But still, he it's disappointing because I had a real like turnaround on Cena. I hated him for years, and then like, but
then you loved him,
Because I was like, I actually like he's in one of my top five of all time.
Yeah,
not anymore, probably not. But
right,
but like hearing him talk about like Vince, and he's like, I love who I love.
Yeah,
I'm not, and it's like, this guy is accused of trafficking women.
Yeah.
And like all these people are like, you know. And he's gone. He holds no power over. Like, he's not involved in the company.
They can say what they want.
He sold all his shares and they're still like.
Do you know what my problem was? I felt they didn't delve enough into each aspect of it. Like, kind of like what you're saying, where it's like they're only scratching the surface.
Yeah.
It was like they brushed over a lot of stuff. They kind of like. It's like when it, like the big thing was like at the start, it was like, oh, it's Vince did this and did that, but this came out in 2023. You're like, oh, okay. Mm. Like, and then when they finally get to it, it's like, oh yeah, like
we know that.
We knew all that. Like, horrible, he's a monster. And I'll admit, there's times where I had to stop myself because like I'd be watching it with Kerry and I'd be like, God, part of me, just when he says something, I want to be like, yeah, go on, Vince, tell him.
Really?
And then I forget, oh, he's a fucking monster.
When he's doing the interview.
When he's just talking about wrestling or how he overcame some wrestling thing, part of me is just ingrained.
No, I'm just the opposite.
Like, oh, good man, good business sense, you know. Or he's like, oh,
he's terrible.
I don't want to retire. Oh, I know. Like I caught myself immediately. I'm like, oh, shit, he's a fucking monster.
Well, he's like, he went out and, you know, destroyed all the territories.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Ted Turner's trying to ruin, he's trying to crush my family business. Yeah. I was like, sorry, your family business?
Yeah. Like this, what did you do?
This conglomeration. Exactly. Like, yeah. And then he's like, when I do it, it's to compete. He's trying to destroy. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought it was interesting, Bischoff. I like Bischoff in it.
Another fucking carny. It doesn't even work there anymore. And he's still licking his hole.
Towing the company line. I liked his point.
Do you remember when they brought him back recently?
No.
They brought him back when the company was in the shits, like 5 years ago. And AEW had emerged onto the scene. And it was like, WWE was like the worst product they've been doing for years.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought Bischoff back and they brought Heyman back as like a shoot. Like they were running, Bischoff was running SmackDown, Heyman's running creative on Raw because they had a big deal with Fox. And it was like, they brought Bischoff back. He did nothing. He wasn't involved in creative. He was just there. And then they fired him. And like, it was almost be like, we need a head on a platter just in case.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
he was always going to be the fall guy. And yet he still will be fucking licking their arse and then talking about AEW, how it's like, AEW is the shits and, you know, you can't, they won't draw this.
Yeah.
Can't draw a dime, blah, all this stuff. And
I quite liked his thing about Vince. Was the story was Vince versus the big Ted Turner, whereas really Vince versus Eric Bischoff. The rest of it's funny because like Tony, I remember I was listening to Tony's podcast yesterday and he was saying like he found himself, he's like, oh shit, why am I defending, because like John Cena's like, oh, he's like a father figure to me, and he was saying his wife was like, oh, like fucking, and Tony instinctively was like, oh no, but Cena, and then he stopped himself, he's like, oh, actually, why am I even? It's like this ingrained,
fucking deviant. Like I'm sure loads have come out about Cena. Like
he actually passed the 280 mark.
Not so long ago.
How does Howard Stern get these? Like Triple H to admit he did anal.
It was the whole thing that was part of the, like, you go on Howard Stern,
you're gonna tell it all,
and you're gonna try and be provocative because they had Stephanie on as well. I don't remember. Yeah, like that was a whole marketing thing that was like, appeal to the other side. We can't do it on TV,
but
you can do it outside and get eyes on the product. They're still edgy, just not on the TV. Yeah. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Was there any part of the documentary that you enjoyed?
I really enjoyed the start of episode 2 when he's doing like the dance number on stage.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
What is that?
He's
fucking mad looking.
With the mustache,
I was saying to Kerry, I'm like, as mad as he looks here, he's even madder looking now.
Like, the jet black, like the shoe polish hair, the pencil drawn on mustache, man. Like
just this old decrepit old script.
I remember it was a really good interview when they were doing the TKO thing. You know how he wormed his way back onto the board, and like kind of kicked everybody off that had voted against him. He's back in, and then like they're selling to TKO. It's like, we need Vince back to broker the sale, blah blah blah. And it was like Ari Emanuel and Vince, and it's like, we couldn't have done it without Vince, blah blah blah. Like playing to his ego.
Is that true?
No, not true at all. Right. Like, you know, but like, we needed Vince back in charge so we could put this through. Like, they could have got him to do it without, like, but he
just can't stay away. Is that
it? Kind of. But it was like, it was almost like he was honey dicked by Ari Emanuel, because then it was like, 3 weeks later, he's out of the company.
Yeah.
And it was like, but we need to play to his ego to get him to sign this deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have control of the company. it's succession. Like, it is pure. Yeah, like, like when he went, like Stephanie had not been in the company.
Yeah.
I remember being in Belgium when this news happened. I was like, what the fuck?
Wasn't it like Vince came back and Stephanie resigned as
CEO? But before.
Was that real?
Yeah, that was real.
She was pissed off that he was back.
She wasn't in the company for a while. She had taken a leave of absence.
Right.
And then they got her to come back when the allegations came out first.
Yeah.
So she's like the face of, you know, the
friendly,
brand of,
yeah.
Ah, you know, I'm Stephanie.
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
You know, and that was the other thing that kind of pissed me off as well. I was like, oh, Stephanie, the face of the women's revolution. I'm like, why is she fucked?
Yeah, I was thinking that at the time. I was like, did she do anything for, you know?
The women wrestlers.
I've never seen someone more, she's more corporation than human.
Yeah,
she, I was saying to Karen, like, she is WWE in human form.
Yeah.
Just everything is like, this shit-eating grin, like,
you
plastic
can't, you can
smile.
Say whatever you want and it's not gonna get through.
Yeah,
I think they're divorced.
I think
Stephanie and Triple H are divorced.
Really? Is this based on anything or just
she hadn't been seen with him in fucking years. They came back for WrestleMania. The Triple H Mania era has begun.
Do other people think this?
A lot of people. A lot of people on the internet think it. And it was like,
you probably cheated then.
There was something. There was like texting CM Punk apparently on Thanksgiving night at like 11 o'clock or something to like finalize plans. They were like, stuff was leaked or whatever. And it was like, what is he doing on Thanksgiving night, like texting CM Punk?
Yeah, but like, it's one of these things that like work never stops.
Yeah, maybe.
It's best
or
for
like
business.
He's divorced.
It was just, do you know what? It was just, they didn't go in hard enough.
No, that's
you know
it.
What I mean?
I tell you the bit I liked about it.
Yeah.
And it put it in a new perspective. Even though I don't particularly think this guy is a good guy, the Shane McMahon stuff, I'm like,
yeah,
fucking hell.
And
like,
why don't you think Shane's a good guy?
He's a bit of a prick as well.
Is
like, he is. Like, Vince kicked him out of the company a couple of years ago because
he stank up the Royal Rumble.
He tried to book it, and then it was like his whole thing was like, I'm going to come in and eliminate everybody and win it, and like eliminate Brock Lesnar and all this. And apparently he was like being a real fucking dickhead behind the scenes and all. And Vince is like, you're never going to hear that Here Comes the Money again. You know, you're never going to hear that pop again. This is what he said to him.
Wow.
And then the next, about a year and a half later, whatever, like not the coming WrestleMania, the one after, he came back and I remember he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Doing like,
was that when he came back?
Yeah. He came back and I was like, hey, here comes the money. And then like did a leapfrog. I was like, boom.
Oh no.
And like the Miz had to like try and carry him. Snoop Dogg knocked down the
Miz.
Snoop Dogg's a
was
pro.
Great. He was such a
and
pro.
The Miz is a pro as well. Like,
I just think my lasting thought of the documentary was like, I just wished that they had, I don't know, separated.
I would love to see a follow up
stuff, and like I want to hear about it. I want to know about it. I want to know more about it. But this whole thing of like, oh, here's a story of wrestling and this little thing, like that's the part I'm like just give me one or give me the other.
It seems like with that, you know, that's not what they were doing.
Yeah,
and I get that's kind of what frustrated me a lot as well. The Shane stuff, just to tie a bow on it, like the idea of like, oh, I'm going to kill myself almost for my dad's approval.
Yeah.
And then like you see
the hug.
No, well, whatever about that. But like you see him and his kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love you guys, and giving them hug, you know, and you're like, I'm glad that he seemed to be able to take what not to do as a father, which, you know.
Sometimes you can learn a lot about parenting from like not doing what your parents do. You know,
100%.
Like,
and that to me, I was just like, I don't know. It kind of felt, he was the only one that was like on the verge of being like,
yeah,
no, he's like, he's a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Of all the talking heads
that you were like, it's like, oh, should I root for him? Nah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, but like Shane was almost the one as well. Like he talked more candidly. Even though he was kind of like still within the lines, you know, he was like, you know, oh, I got a hug that day. Got a attaboy for that. It's like jumping off a 30-foot thing or whatever.
Yeah. It's something mental. Like,
and then he's like, no, Shane. He's like saying in the headset, like, no, not like this. And like Stephanie's like, oh god.
I find that I'm so fascinated by hearing Vince feed Michael Cole and hearing both of them and hearing Michael Cole say it a second after him.
You heard like when Mick Foley was commentator, he lasted like 3 weeks on SmackDown
because he wouldn't say
he's like, I cannot deal with Vince McMahon screaming in my ear all the time. Cannot.
You couldn't really,
no,
could you?
Like, if you, I mean, some people can, I guess, in JR or whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny I got a kick out of them like mentioning AEW on it, competition wise and stuff like that, and like just how the companies are run are like, to me, people say, oh, that's why WWE is more successful, and I'm like, yeah, but like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be that way, and it doesn't, there's none of that fucking, there might be backstage drama with wrestlers in AEW and stuff like that, like CM Punk thing is a pure example of that. Like, look at him now. Back,
what's he doing now?
He's like back in the company.
WWE?
And like, yeah, CM Punk.
Yeah,
yeah, he's like picture like him, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels at NXT. And it's like, you're like, you fucking sellout piece
soy
of shit.
Soy boy, beta cook.
Oh, man. It's like these, you know, I don't know. That it for me,
there's no,
I like, if I'm looking at people in wrestling who I want to look up to, and I think who I want to hear from, like somebody like Bryan Danielson.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, somebody like that guy.
Yeah,
who's like probably the
good morals.
100%, 100%. You know,
so you didn't like Hulk Hogan talking.
Oh,
about
Hulk Hogan's the biggest piece of shit around. Like, he's though, a big isn't he? Fucking racist, asshole.
Then didn't I hear things about like they wanted to unionize to stop all the business?
But that was
schedule,
in it. That,
and he
that,
snitched on them.
He
or something?
Snitched on Jesse Ventura, and then like,
yeah, that was,
and it
yeah,
was like,
that was,
oh
it.
God, I told Vince, you know,
yeah,
you want to watch what he's doing, and then it's like. No, and then nobody went to the meeting, and then it was like, now Meltzer is probably right in that like all wrestlers are fucking carnies. Yeah. They look out.
Meltzer
for themselves.
Was a breath of fresh air.
He's
it,
great. He is so,
he's so like, no bullshit, and just like even stuff that was they're heralding as a big thing. He then it would cut to him and he'd be like, yeah, it kind of worked, but
say,
blah 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 blah.
They say 93,000. They believe it so much. Like a 78,000. That's the whole thing with like All in London. It was like, that's actually regarded as the biggest.
Yeah,
like attendance ever. It's like 80,000 and something. So it beat the
Hogan
Andre. It was like, they say 93,000.
Yeah,
they're putting their spin on it. Yeah, you know. What
there
I mean?
Was a couple of moments in it that I was that made me go, oh, where like at the start when that your man was saying, the reporter was saying, oh, wrestling's not real, and your man slapped the fuck out of him. That made me so uncomfortable. Because I'm like, he's huge as well.
The hand, the biggest head.
The
like,
second one where he's like, oh, he proper floors him. And I'm like, he's like, oh, this is like an assault. Like, you know, he
should
go to jail.
Be, like,
and like, then Vince with the interviews where he's like, where he really can't. He's like, oh, and he just knocks the paper out of his hand. And I'm like, oh,
Bob,
he's lost it.
The Bob Costas.
It's like, I'm very passionate about this business and
pushing it, pal. It's like Bob Costas, like, what are you gonna do? Like, it's like Bob Costas, like a professional like broadcaster. Like, you don't scare me. Like
the XFL stuff, I didn't realize how bad.
Oh man,
I remember when I was
revived it. You tried to revive it again.
Isn't The Rock the head of
it? Bought it for a fucking like $5 million or something.
And is it still happening?
No.
No.
No. In name only, I think Rock is like the owner of it. I don't think it's still like.
But like, are they doing it again?
I don't know, but he bought it to basically help Vince out, I guess.
Oh, was
like,
it?
You know,
I remember hearing that he bought XFL. I'm like, no way! I'm like, all right, let's see.
No, because they brought it back. They brought it back.
Like, and it came back. Like
it came
was on
back.
TV?
Yeah, and then it was like sank again, and then like The Rock is like, oh, step in, and maybe we can do something with this under like my $7 logo or whatever. Like
The Rock is a great one for like really cherry picking his achievements.
Like,
you know,
they're all assholes.
The Rock's always like, and I'm so proud and honored that you guys made Ballers the most watched half hour weekly episode. Like, there's always a little stipulation on stipulation on stipulation. It's like, not the biggest show on
there's
HBO.
There's two aspects. Yeah. Starring the most watched half hour sitcom on HBO,
between
starring Rob Corddry. Wow, that's amazing. Like,
and The Rock, I'm like, what's he like? He got what, 15 seconds of airtime?
Because, like, he knows, like, nope, staying out of this, you know. Stone Cold.
Stone
doesn't
Cold
believe in CTE, apparently.
Yeah, he didn't cover himself
prick,
in like, glory there. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
You know. Undertaker, I think, is kind of the same, isn't he?
Undertaker's an arsehole.
He's a prick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a prick.
He seems like the biggest prick of all.
Like, well, he was the guy that was like, wrestler's court, I'm the judge. I say what's right and what's wrong. I'm like, give me a fucking break.
Like, the Undertaker, I kind of look at The Undertaker now, though, and I kind of go,
why?
Like, as in, like I would with Bret Hart, where you're just like, sad.
Why are you sad, Undertaker?
Undertaker, I just kind of think, I feel like he's sad.
I've no, yeah, and I,
you know
he said,
I mean?
He's like, if I could still wrestle, I would.
I feel like he's
I've
sad.
No,
I feel like Bret Hart is still sad.
Undertaker is like a Blue Lives Matter fucking arsehole, like, you know.
Oh, right.
Like, fund the police more, please. That kind
yeah.
of thing. He showed up on a podcast and he's wearing one of those t-shirts, you know, the American flag was like yeah. the blue and navy colors.
Oh, right.
Especially when like they were going fucking mental during yeah. COVID and all the protesters and stuff like that. So like none of them are good. Mm. None of these wrestlers are good.
Do you know, I was excited about it because I thought initially, I was like, oh, this is going to be a WWE Studios yeah. thing. And I was like, they're not going to say anything. Yeah, that's the thing. It was a bit half in, half out. I didn't like the way it was either edited or the way it was, the tone of it, I just did. It was something either missing, I always say this all the time, it was like either missing something or it's too much of something. And it was like, they couldn't quite decide on what they wanted
like,
it to be.
Some of the editing I thought was pretty good. Like he's like when they're talking about the Attitude Era, yeah. it's like it's family friendly. It's like, he's like no one was raped. It's like come on out, you rapist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it's like no guns were used, and it's like Austin and Pillman with the gun. It's like okay, yeah, you know.
I mean, there's older.
Yeah,
kids
it's like
families.
For older families. Husk of a man.
One bit where he's like, it was consensual. And even if it wasn't, the statute of limitations has run out on it.
Sorry.
You've 100% just admitted to your guilt there. Like,
it's
like,
just.
Oh my God.
And like, it was interesting seeing the kind of stuff with Wendi Richter and stuff like that.
Yeah,
where she's,
yeah, yeah.
She's like, you know, this is going on years. Like, they screwed me out of it. Like, they gave it to Moolah, who's
yeah.
like.
The biggest cunt of all,
yeah.
all accounts.
Yeah. You're gonna have to bleep that.
I bleeped
yes,
you saying cunt, and someone else
Connor Lynch. He's like,
oh, was I?
Yeah, Lynch. He was like asking, why did you bleep it?
And I actually replied in all caps, cunt seemed too harsh. And then it was like, your comment has been deleted by Instagram. I'm like, fuck, have I got to suspend him now? It's like it just changed to the C word.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Overall, it was a frustrating watch for
did
me.
Did you think so? I was betting to it, to be honest, but I just didn't satiate me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what I wanted, but it felt shortchanged.
The thing is, it's made by Netflix.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was going to be shelved only for the fact that they signed the deal with Netflix for, you know,
yeah.
for, what is it, 10 billion? over, no, 5 billion over 10 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. Like they were pushing for it to be released,
yeah,
because they'd already done it. It was their
yeah.
stuff that they put into it, so that's what got it over the line. I would like to think if HBO had a go at it or something like that, it would be a little bit
grittier,
yeah, harder hitting or something. Like there's tons of footage
yeah.
that they couldn't use or anything like that. They said,
like to be honest. The part I liked about it was just the actual story of wrestling, where there wasn't any bullshitting or whatever. It was like when it got to the Attitude Era, when it got to the Monday Night Wars, even the Ruthless Aggression, so and all the stuff even before of the territory. I thought
and
the first WrestleMania 3, all this. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like I'm really interested in this. And then like that was the thing. Then it was like and I'm assorted fucking whatever the fuck I am. And I'm like, oh. All right. You know, I don't know. It was just didn't quite.
Six episodes. It's an easy watch.
It was.
I tried to watch it with Faye, and she tuned out immediately.
Really,
she had no interest.
Ah.
And I was like, okay, I'll just watch it. You know,
yeah.
it's fine. Because I was kind of excited to watch it with her and
yeah.
be like, hey, what do I, you know, what's the thing about this?
Because normally even just the Netflix documentary style of it all
yeah.
is enough to get them,
yeah.
you know? Like, yeah. that's what, like, Harry was like, it's grand, it's wrestling, it's Netflix, it's put together nice, like, I'll watch it.
And yeah,
like,
and yeah. it is all that stuff. I just felt they let him away, like, they let him off a bit easy
yeah.
until the very last episode.
Yeah, and even still, like,
yeah.
you know, yeah, they mentioned it, and they didn't shy away from him defecating on people during a threesome.
What's interesting is, like, your one Janelle Grant, like, has paused her lawsuit. Did you see that?
Yeah, what was that? What
the
is that?
Federal authorities asked her to pause her
yeah.
lawsuit so they could open up.
So basically, they'll get him good if they get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and then she can go back to her civil lawsuit afterwards.
Right.
I mean, will be interesting.
Even, will he even suffer from this? You know what I mean?
Put him in jail.
Even still, what? He's got about 5 years kind of, left anyway.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, you never know. Like, he's fucking bionic.
Yeah.
Like.
The genetic jackhammer.
Yeah. I just think, because they did a whole thing, like a bunch of executives, quote unquote, have been named. Not, they haven't been named, but they have been like included in some of these lawsuits.
Right.
And I'd be like, they had a whole thing where it was like, Cody Rhodes won the title. I want to call out Bruce Pritchard, and I want to call out Triple H. Without this, without them, you know, it wouldn't be, and it's like, possible. And then it's like, I wonder in how many years' time, like, they're going to have to scrub that moment from the internet. Like,
Bruce Pritchard Bruce Pritchard's one where I'm like, you know.
He knows.
Like, we listened to his podcast when he was out of WWE. Yeah. And I remember being so surprised because of the way he would talk about WWE. I'm like, oh, he's back? And he's back to be Vince's right-hand man.
He would never talk about Vince's,
like, inner... Yeah,
or fucking, Triple H in a way. Like, he would talk about, oh, this...
He's the ultimate company shill, isn't
he? 100%. Like, you know?
God.
And, like...
Mad business.
It attracts the weirdest people.
It's such a fucked up industry.
Yeah.
You know? That's the one thing you can really take from it. It's like...
It is... It might have gotten bigger and glitzier and stuff, but really, it's a circus.
Yeah,
it is that level of like,
yeah,
we will exploit, like, the whole thing. They didn't even go into it. Like, he's making billions and he was still, you know, paying his employees a pittance in comparison. They got for what they were doing. They're working the 7 nights a week, whatever. It's like,
you have to work or you're not paid as well.
Exactly, like, all that shit. Like you know, it changed.
Yeah.
20 years later or whatever, but he was still making, like, he'd made his millions and millions before that. Like,
well, before that,
they kind of touched on a little bit, but like, not, and like, there's a whole thing, I don't know if you saw, like, remember I was telling you about Swerve Strickland?
Yeah.
He got like a big deal from AEW to re-sign, and WWE contacted him to, because he used to be in NXT, to come back. And he told them, which, he's like, no, I'm staying with these guys. This is how much they're paying me, whatever. And they're like, oh, that's above market value. And he was like, it's only ever mentioned above market value when it's a black person.
Oh, right.
There's this statistic out there where it's like, the last PLE is what they call the premium live event, is the pay-per-view.
PLE.
I know. This is what they call them in WWE, that had a black superstar in a singles match, it was like 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
Wow. And it was not a tag team.
No, and it was like when Vince McMahon was in charge. And it was like Triple H hasn't booked any. Oh. And like, there's a big thing about it. And
are they hiring enough? Do you think? Like, is there black, enough?
But they said you won't put them on pay per view or anything like that. And everybody's, and like, MVP, like, has just like left. And he's like basically been calling Triple H a racist.
No,
he's like,
way.
He will not book black talent properly.
Wow.
And it's like, wow, that's really interesting. Like,
yeah.
And then it's like AEW.
Talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, AEW has like.
Yeah.
And like, even The Rock, he was like, oh, I was the first black champion. It's like, yeah. You're Samoan. And like, it's not getting into a whole thing where it's like, he's not black.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you've always been presented as a Samoan. As opposed to an African American.
It kind of bugged me the way he said Samoa.
Ah, when I am from the island of Samoa.
So you never say it like that. Like, I know Samoan people do say it like that, but you have never said Samoa like that before, ever.
Frustrating watch.
Were you frustrated watching it?
Yeah, well,
I guess because you know more. I'm watching it and I'm learning a lot for the first time.
I'm like, they left this bit out and this bit. Like, and like, kind of.
You're just going to gloss over the fucking giant, you know, whatever.
And like, Cody Rhodes. Also, I'm like, ah, another one, like Dick Ryden, when he was like on AEW, he was like ripping them out. But now he's like, they all come back to like suck the dick of the Fed.
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, why can't you just be real? All right, just say, like, Tony Atlas, I thought was great.
Tony Atlas was very refreshing. You know? Like, yeah, he was great.
And yeah, like I say, Meltzer.
It's funny too.
Funny, yeah. Like, but it was really, I thought it was funny actually when they were like, what's his legacy going to be?
Yeah.
Like, you know, all of them like, they all like know the worst shit. And then like Tony Atlas is like, the greatest promoter of all time, which is probably true. But like, he's like,
you can't take that away from him. You may think he's a whatever, but like, it's true.
It is true. Like, you know, he's a scumbag.
Total fucking
piece of shit.
I've never seen more, like just take one look at him there and be like, oh, he's a total scumbag. And he probably has 50 years of scumbaggery. And like, to say the least,
you know, I don't know, like, they didn't really touch on his childhood enough, I don't think.
Yeah, he talked a bit about it, but they still kind of glossed it over.
I'd say he was a bollocks.
How the fuck? Yeah, I'd say he was. can he suggest a storyline where he gets Stephanie pregnant? Like, in what world would they have done that?
You know?
That is so weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I mean, they've done weird shit with the fucking Mae Young hand and all this.
That was comedy. That,
yeah,
that,
or like, there's something to do with a casket or...
Yeah, Triple H had sex with a corpse.
Yeah, and like, you know? Just, I mean, they've done mad shit, but like, how in the world could he not think, how would he not think even asking that? Like, is my daughter going to think I'm a bit...
He doesn't care.
He just doesn't care.
Doesn't care. Like, he's, in, you know, untouchable. Impeachable. Well.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, that was that.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Let's get the hell out of here, T.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the good folks where they can find us?
Great suggestion, T. You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod. You'll find links to everything we do there, including the Patreon. What's the Patreon? I'm about to tell you, if you'll just let me tell you. You get 2 extra episodes a week, all right? Let me finish. You get 2 extra episodes a week. You get these episodes early every week. And you really get to shape where the pod goes. If you're a patron right now and you think, I'd like to hear the lads talk about this topic next week, just let us know and we'll 100% do it. Simple as. We may not devote a whole episode to it, but we'll talk in a good chunk about it. And if it's good enough, we will devote a whole episode to it.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's only a fiver a month.
And what do you get? You say those 2 episodes. Well, we're covering the movies over on the Patreon at the moment. We're having a grand old time talking about the films of Tony Scott. We've got 2 left.
So far.
Yeah, man. We've got 2 left. 2 Denzels left. We got Man on Fire and we got Unstoppable. Before that, we covered Enemy of the State. We covered Crimson Tide. We covered True Romance. We covered Top Gun. We covered Last Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. And... I think that's it.
Something else.
But we got a whole back catalogue of stuff for your listening pleasure.
Like the MCU series we review, Ryan Gosling movies. Terry's was trying to get me into Ryan Gosling. Mm. Did he succeed? You'll have to listen to find out. You got 90s action. You've got Big Willie's flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies.
Got about another 100 episodes, kind of like these ones where we did top fives, perfect days, dream festivals,
and they're all categorized in such an easy way, which I cannot emphasize enough, the ease that you will find these episodes. Hey, what about those pitch meetings? You see that Instagram story and you don't understand where I was talking about brainwaves? Looks like you had a bad night, friend. You know what it meant if you heard a movie pitch from a couple of years
2 years ago.
Yeah,
possibly. So, you know, that's all there. If you're like Andy said, the low fee of 5 euro a month.
We're losing money.
If you can't afford that, well, you got problems, friend. But you can do me a solid anyway. Now, Andy.
Yeah.
We talked about the record attendance, quote unquote, being 93,000 for WrestleMania 3. I don't want a 93,000 star review.
I mean, that'd be silly.
That'd be literally something Vince McMahon would pitch. Crazy.
That would be clinically insane if you're asking for that.
I just want a 5-star review.
Yeah, star.
So yeah, wherever you get your, you know, podcast, give it an old rating or review. It really helps grow the podcast and, you know, get us right up those charts.
Like the number 4 in the Irish movie. How ironic that as soon as we stop talking about movies, we're shooting up those charts. The movie chart specifically.
Thank you all for getting us to where we are. Maybe we'll be right back down next week. Who knows?
Doesn't matter. We're there.
Yeah.
As of the records will show that on this week,
on Tuesday in particular.
Yeah,
for
that hour.
We were there. I also want to say a big thank you to Neil Murray, who does our amazing theme song. You can get him over on Neil Murray Music, I think on YouTube. His band Double P are on Instagram. Give them a listen.
That's Spotify.
There.
Great album.
Oh,
great
so,
album.
So good.
It is genuinely great.
I think he's planning on doing a gig in before the year's end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Keep an eye out for him. He is fantastic.
And as good as a musician as he is, he's an even better man. All right?
He sure is.
All right.
Well, right. We'll leave it there. So, as the man says.
We'll catch you guys next week. And we will have recording a Patreon episode next week as well. So, you're getting 2 if you're on the old. If you're on the payroll.
No.
All right.
No.
You know I'm hard as a brick. going to tussle, cause I'm covered in muscle. You can watch me do a spinning kick. I'm top of the class and it's a pain in the ass, but I can be your teacher's pet. Cause I'm your one fan, Vince McMahon. Oh, call the doctor, call the vet.
Honey, I can take you anywhere. Yeah, and I can do it in style. Well, I can walk the walk and I can talk the talk. Yeah, baby, I can run 4 miles. Oh, we'll be tag team champs running down that ramp. Yeah, baby, that's what we'll do. I'll be your wham, bam, Vince McMahon. Yeah, but it's Vince to you. Now, honey, I can tell you anything. Yeah, if you give me a chance. A real hell in a cellar, I roar rumble, yeah, just to catch your glance. My heart is on the mat, and a 10-second flap, you'll be suplexing my soul. Oh, I'll be your wham, bam, Vince McMahon, ah, oh, call me Mr. Romeo. And I'm going for broke, yeah, baby, I'm the main event. I'll be your wham, bam, Vince McMahon. Yeah, what you see is what you get.